Margaret, could you explain to everybody what exactly 30 by 30 is?
Sure. 30 by 30 is an international agenda to permanently protect 30% of the world's lands and oceans in their natural state. The philosophy from the environmental perspective behind this is that 30% of these lands should be set aside for species and nature with no human impacts. So it means they do not want us on 30% of the land. That's the international agenda. So this is being pushed not just in America, but on every nation. Every nation is facing this. What's interesting about what they have had to do to try to get this implemented in America is they have to approach it differently than they do different nations, because in America, we own the land. Hmm. In other nations, the government owns the land, or the royalty, or the upper class, the elite, they own the land. But in America, the land is owned by the middle class. And so they have to get rid of us off the land in order to actually implement 30 by 30 in America. The way that they get there is they push all of the conservation programs. So from conservation easements in perpetuity are a big, big tool for them. Conservation reserve, you know, any of the conservation tools where they can come in, basically help fund these things and get the federal nexus on the private lands and eventually move towards their ultimate goal. So that's their agenda.
What can we do, I guess, to combat what is coming our way? You mentioned, you know, staying away from the federal money is a good place to start just for our own benefit. But how can we stop what's coming?
You know, the most important thing to do that you guys can do is right here locally. If everybody protects their home front, we can beat this thing back. And they cannot implement 30 by 30 without the participation of America's landowners. They know it. We know it. One of the most important things that you can do is work to get an opposition resolution passed by your county commissioners. That is a very key thing to do, because they are selling this program as being locally driven. It's an international program. You read all their material and they say, hey, this is a ground up program, as if you guys in North Dakota came up with this. That's really important for your community to lend its voice in that way to the national fight. The second thing that does is it helps your community get organized and educated behind this issue. So now you know what to look for. Now you're watching each other's backs. You're doing all those things. Get your counties to pass the resolution to oppose, because the reason the counties are important is because they have a lot of power. They have land use plans. They do the comprehensive planning. The agencies have to work with them on a lot of different issues. And so when the county steps in and says, we oppose this agenda, it actually has a lot of force that people don't really understand. That, combined with all the other counties across the nation who are doing this, has made it easier for our good people in Washington, D.C., like Representative Boebert and your Senator Kramer, who have the bills to in place filed to stop and terminate 30 by 30, to advocate that position on our behalf. So, you know, we have to help them too, and that's when we can do it. And my whole approach on this has been, if we can educate people on it, you guys know what to do. And that's why I have so much faith in our agriculture community, because you guys are the brain power. You are the gatekeepers of America's liberty. And I don't know if you've ever seen yourself that way before, but I certainly view you that way. Very, very important to this nation.